Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is my mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC. And welcome back to Revive. It's your girl POC. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Today is May 7, 2017. Another beautiful day we have been blessed to see. Once again, it's your girl POC. Thank you for checking out the Revive platform. Always, it's important that we continue to support this Revive platform so I can continue to drop this knowledge on you each and every Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., and each and every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Once again, you can follow the Revive platform on both Facebook and Twitter at Revive_POC. Once again, Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, man. Send us some tweets. Like us. Double tap us anytime at Revive_POC. Thank you once again for supporting the platform. Join in on the conversation at 215-490-9832 all day. Once again, join in on the conversation at 215-490-9832. Once again, I am so excited to be on this airwaves. You know me, I want to thank the man above for giving me this platform. Always, I'm so excited today. Why? Because today is my 20th episode. I'm gonna treat it like it's my first episode, but today is my 20th episode, and I'm extremely excited because I've been working. It's been a roller coaster. I've been grinding. I've been working. I've been growing, man. I've been trying to grow each and every day I get on this airwaves. I love Revive. Revive is like my baby. So, you know, every single day it's like a new, it's like, man, true heart. They don't know how much work we put into this, man. We put so much work into the show each and every time we get on these airwaves. Shout out to the Revive team, always Harmony, the Goddess, and True Heart for their effortless hard work that they do each and every day to make sure that the Revive platform is thriving at all times. So definitely stay tuned to the True series today, brought to you by True Heart. Brought to you by Higher Level Communication by True Heart. My bad. So True Heart will be presenting the Truth Series today, as always, each and every Sunday. She will be dropping them gems, dropping knowledge on us every day. So make sure you guys stay tuned.
Definitely. This is your girl True Heart here. You guys do not want to miss the Truth Series today. It is entitled The Blame Game. So stay tuned.
Who you pointing fingers at today, man? Talking about the blame game. Yeah, all right. So also, shout out to Harmony, the Goddess. She's in school right now, so you won't be hearing from her until the end of this month. So I will be taking over the What's Buzzing segment on Revive. Shout out to Harmony. Finish strong. We praying for you. We know you're going to go out there and kill it. So I will be taking over the What's Buzzing series. I'll be dropping all the current events, the community news, the trending topics, and more. So definitely do not miss the What's Buzzing series. I will definitely be highlighting that for her, holding it down for her always. But today on Revive, I'm also excited. Why? Because today we are holding our first on-air live poetry slam. Once again, our first live on-air poetry slam. I know we're going to have a lot of dope lyricists, a lot of dope spoken word artists, a lot of, man, I know we're going to have some poets out here today. I've been talking to a lot of people all week. They're geared up. They're excited for it. I know we're going to get this. We're going to get it jumping. We're going to get it popping. I see the phone lines right now just ringing off the hook. I'm really excited once again because I know this is going to be something that you do not want to miss. This is something that you do not want to miss. So True Heart is going to go and read the instructions, you know, just to give you, because we got to keep it a little structure. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep it a little structure. So she's going to read for you guys how today is going to go, how today is going to flow for Revive's online live on air poetry slam. True Heart, what would you got?
Welcome everyone to the Revive platform. Myself and POC are very, very excited to hear everyone's art, and Harmony the Goddess, even though she's in school, she is still here rooting everyone on as well from where she is in school. So the rules and terms and conditions for the poetry slam: each artist will be given the maximum time frame of 7 minutes to present their work. 7 minutes, y'all, not 10, not 15. Just keep it at 7. Every performer will be given the opportunity to introduce themselves, present their poem or spoken word, and then give their contact information where people can find them and more of their work. Please keep in mind that this is a safe space. Let me repeat that again. This is a safe space, a judgment-free zone, so nothing is off limits. Please be respectful to every artist's gifts, talents, and abilities. We want this to be a fun yet competitive on-air poetry slam. Let's get it, y'all.
Let's get it. I'm excited. So once again, this is a safe space, so feel free to express yourself in any way possible that you need to get off today. Also, we're going to be giving away a special prize. You know, it's no losers. I mean, it's really no losers. But, you know, everyone's a winner. But we are the Revive team. We are going to pick, you know, that person who just stood out to us. And we're going to drop something on them. We're going to give them something that, you know, is going to be very, very, very impactful for them in their lives. And I'm not going to say what it is just yet. You know what I'm saying? I want to keep you guys going. But we're definitely going to drop something on somebody today. So definitely stay tuned. And if you know anybody right now, spread the word that we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Or you can listen to us live on TuneIn. Just search Time for an Awakening. Once again, you can listen to us on TuneIn. You can download the app or you can just go to TuneIn.com and just search Time for an Awakening. You can hear me, your girl POC, live on air. So I do want to just jump into the poetry slam really quick because we do got a lot of people online. So let's see who we're going to go to first. Hey, caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
This Uptown Shine, I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
How are you doing, Uptown Shine? How are you feeling today? Thank you for...
I'm good, family. How y'all doing?
We good. Thank you for calling into the Revive show today for the Poetry Slam. So what are you actually going to kick us off with today?
I'm going to kick us off with a piece I have. It's called Nothing Like It.
Okay. Go ahead. Do your thing.
All right. It's nothing like knowing you right, but God telling you in spite of that, continue to shed your light down on those that don't blow air on their soul, because they rather act like they know. It's nothing like wanting to pass over this cup, or every time you pouring out, your soul interferes and you start to fear not accomplishing the very reason God put you here. See, I get cold sometimes. Can see a set in opposition, and my position places me in the middle of resistance, and I go off. That's when everybody like, oh, look, she went off. God says, pause. You see how uncomfortable you are without your drawers? Tilt your crown, queen. Let me wipe your tears of joy. You know you went in the sky, can't downplay itself and be a selling. Stop peeling doubt and own what you about, queen. It's nothing like it, though, becoming yourself, becoming your best, even when they try and manipulate and make your best far less, because they not impressed with they self. Focus. It's nothing like, though, becoming yourself. I bring it back. It's nothing like, though, the power of truth. Look, smirking at the power of proof and doubt comes through, but patience in the backseat, mugging on defeat, but pull off discreet. L-O-V-E. It's nothing like knowing God's love is concrete. Pen and pad, though, is all I had. Taking notes on my mother, scratching out my dad. Don't mean to go off on you all the time, player. Just majority of the time. Your energy said, and now later is even later. I'm 30-something now, and I still haven't forgave you. Let it go, fly free, Shane. It's nothing like letting go with that free pain. Years of a child wondering even if she likes earrings, because the truth don't ring a bell when you being raped by your father and the truth you can't tell. I'ma air it out because I need to breathe, nigga. I'ma tell it like it is because I see, nigga. I said, yeah, I see clearer. Shine on me, LMSC. Good God, I'm on my Shantae like Kenilworth Katrina. I'm about to set it off, crown them Queen Latifah. That Uptown Shane, spit she hit my brain. It's queen season, but some can't accept the change. You know why? Because y'all keep going against the grain. See, the source always reverts back to the main. What's the remedy? My soul is like a symphony. What you trying to direct? No fulfillment. You neglect your high self. That awareness is trail. This queen shit for real. With this defense, I'm ready to snap and peel back my red skin. This physicality, how I illuminate from within. Hear me, Lord. They say shame preach, but I teach. I'm doing God's work to youth. Listen when I speak. She coming through like a thief in the night. I forgave my man Jesus. That's my partner for life, Lord. I was angry, hardly. I'm over it. Ain't got no beef with mythology. But Christians, don't expect no apologies. It's like, nah, I'm sorry, Lord. Because you know not what you do. One book can't hold all of this truth. But see, look, Jesus told us all the truth. Why Tim say kingdom of heaven within you, Lord? I ain't got nothing to prove. Just speak truth when I'm in booth. Good God. You'll find me at UptownShane_LMSC on Instagram.
You did an amazing
blessings.
Job.
Thank y'all.
You did an amazing job. Thank you for kicking off the Revive Poetry Slam today on air. One more time, shout out your where they can follow you, where they can find more work. If you got something on YouTube, definitely give them some give them some knowledge right quick.
Definitely. On my YouTube, you can catch me at The Uptown Shane. But on my Instagram, everything is connected at UptownShane_LMSC. And I'm also on Facebook at Uptown Shane. And my SoundCloud is Uptown Shane. Uptown_Shane on my SoundCloud.
Spell Shane
for us. Everything is updated on my IG.
Spell Shane for us because we're trying to find you right now. Spell Shane for us.
Shane is SHANE.
Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate you one more time. And we definitely got you noted here on Revive. Thank you once again for participating in the Revive Poetry Slam.
Thank you. Peace and blessings.
So that was Uptown Shane. Make sure you go follow. It was an amazing, 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 amazing. I mean, she dropped knowledge on us today. So let's get back to the Poetry Slam. And hey, caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Virginia.
How are you? What's your name?
Ferodimus.
How are you doing, Ferodimus, today? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about y'all, ladies?
Awesome. So go ahead and kick it off. What you got for us today?
I got a few poems here talking about some strange and some unknown and some facts. And I'm hoping that everyone can get it, you know, will feel me. I live in southwestern Virginia. Down here it's a little slow, but the black man has got it even worse. But I want to kick off a little something to you called Two Lady America. We ain't never been poor, but only when we were sad. Dancing, singing, and laughing always kept us happy. And if one of us had a too many and cussed, well, we still love him tomorrow, because we all got along. Weren't no fussing outside. Keep it behind doors, they said, and we did. So why'd you split us up and make us lose our damn minds? I'd be scared to go outside now. Because I don't want you lead me wrong, no, sir. Got to stay black, gonna stay a nigga. But now, my blood is running hot. I'm going to get out, like it or not. And let's see who's soon to be pulled. Now, this is my another one. It's called I Know Some Things. I am the ray of light till split by a prism, disseminated, discombobulated, redone. But in the meantime, and while you're bullshitting, I illuminate, I abbreviate, I concentrate, I dominate, I calculate, I stop hate. I am just so damn useful. I am like liquid to turn the steam by the heat. Constant pressure, malfeasant behavior, insidious innuendo. But in the meantime, and while you're bullshitting, I bellow. I know I have no control. I erode. I console. I am just so damn useful. I am of Mother Earth, sedimentary rock, soil, red mud, to made into a parking lot. Yet, in the meantime, and while you're bullshitting, I buffer, I suffer, I cover, I discover, I produce lucky four leaf clover, and I produce, I induce, I deduce, I suffer from deluge, I refuse, I amuse, I am prelude, then I conclude. I am just so damn useful. And with all these things I know, I'm able to converse with the heavens. You can't stop me on this. In the meantime, and while, well, you know the rest. I am just so damn useful. And this is my words for today.
Awesome. You did a great job. Go ahead and tell the people a little bit about yourself and also tell them where they can find you, a little more information on the work that you're doing as well.
Okay. I'm on internet at Ferodimus. No, I'm not. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Ferodimus.
Okay.
And that's spelled P-F-A-R-A-D-A-M-A-U-S. And that's an acronym of my children's name as well as my name. And that's on my Twitter and my Instagram page. All my work is copywritten. I've loved to set something to work, which I have. I have a CD that I have set to music. But I'm just interested, and I'm really out here, and I got much more love out here to show my people.
Awesome. And can you spell Ferodimus for us one more time? We're trying to find you.
Okay. P-F-A-R-A-D-A-M-U-S. And that's on Twitter and Instagram.
Awesome. Thank you once again for participating in the Revive Poetry Slam. We really do appreciate it. Stay tuned because you never know if you are the winner today, because we are going to drop something on someone today. So just make sure you guys stay tuned. And we're going to hop right back into it. Our lines are blowing up. Make sure you spread the word that you can join into the Revive On Air Live Poetry Slam right now, going down right now, May 7th, 2017. You can listen to us at timeforanawakening.com/revive, or you can download the TuneIn app and just search TuneIn, or you can go directly to the TuneIn website and just search Time for an Awakening. Once again, Time for an Awakening. To hear me, your girl PLC, and all these lovely artists we have today on the Revive platform. Follow us on Revive_PLC on both Twitter and Facebook. So make sure you guys check us out. So let's go to the next artist today. Hey Carla, what's your name and where you calling from?
How you doing? My name is Detrimental. I'm from She Rockin' City.
How are you doing, Detrimental? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm just an intellectual lyricist. I know I like to have fun with it sometimes. You know, I'm trying to speak to people, you know, of all different groups. So, you know, that's why I rap the way I do. But I have a lot of, you know, stuff tucked away. But you can't give people that's used to the stuff that's playing predominantly on the radio now. You got to bridge them over, you know what I mean?
Awesome.
So that's my goal.
So what you got for us today? Go ahead and drop some knowledge on us.
All right, I got a couple quick things, though. I mean, the first one a little lengthy, but it's not. It's going to be under 7 minutes. I got a couple for you. I said, let me rip this fast. Detrimental spit in a different class. Putting shitty rappers in a different bag. Very fucking disturbed. Got the sickness bad. Fuck with you niggas. I'm trying to get this cash. From what I need to spend and then the rest get stashed. Bend the corners. I bend because that is my path. Any rapper that tests me won't catch this wrath. They shake like ass and break like glass. I'm straight like a pass from a great Steve Nash. Snakes be mad. They hate me bad. The only thing that seems to do is make me laugh. Whoa. I'm a new type ill. Put my female to sleep like the Blue Night Club. In 17 seconds, I'm going to shake the new guy still. Hit the entire world with this boost I will. Like, ha! Can you dig that? Got these women getting lower than a trig hat. We always seem to get it cracking like a twig snap. And then the ladies get the busting like a big gat. I get a concussion when I hit that. When we conclude, she turned to ask me how I did that. I told her on the microphone, I'm like a lit match. But in your sea, I am Poseidon. Where the cigs at? A nigga need to pour at the fucking like that. I'm smoking on the porch, then I'm coming right back. She never met a dork that could run it like that. But every single night, I gotta run it right back. Sheesh. I get sick with bars. Popping shorty cuts like a stick shift car. Need to be in them guts when it gets hard. That's why you can catch me chilling where the thick chicks are. I'm a beast, I'm a mech, I'm a motherfucking gat. And when I'm on the track, it's a motherfucking rat. I told my girl she got a little monster on her back. She let me knock it off with this monster in my lap. I swear we go together like a monster with a strap. Peanut butter and jelly and some ganja in a wrap. Since it's the start of hitting it, that ass been getting fat. Consecutive orgasm, got a busting like a mag, like damn. Without the Daniel, I get these chicks a little more than they can handle. I told my ex to let it burn just like a candle. Then she said, bet like we was about to make a gamble. I use that past experience as an example. When I'm retract, these corny rappers getting trampled. I leave their whole entire entourage dismantled. It's up your whole entire notion, call me cancel, it's hotness. How I live my life and she rocking. It's all in my sight. With pens I write, demented types, lyrics they eat a beat up like shrimp fried rice. Mmm. Throw your GGs up, giving y'all niggas fire like Prometheus. 2015 Cavs, how sweet these chumps. High as the plane, smoking on them bees and these blunts, that's loud. I call it gas though. I'm Barry Allen with the mic, I got the fast flow. If y'all ain't hip, that is the real name of the flash, bro. This shit is second nature to me, I'm a natural. I dig the power, I'm that Kevin Nash hoe. I go to work in order to increase my cash flow. Rush it from high in Grosstown to Berks and Glasgow. And always collect my 200, then I'll pass go. And then one more I got for you. Is I said, blow up on a B-spit bomb type. Also hit my woman with the Gronk spike. I gently bite and lick that joint just like a Klondike. I do a Moosey just so she can keep her mind right. I'm Truman. That's moving. I would say catch me if you can, but y'all snoozing. Murder your career and then show up drunk to the viewer. Take your entire fan base and leave that ass in ruin. That's Koika. To get to taking control of your five senses with a pencil. Blessing these little niggas, I treat them like my nephew. Taking these people higher than a commercial jet do. If you disrespect them, we boxing. You can catch the fade like D. Hopkins. You niggas sweet, you take the weak option. Well, everything I do is she rocking. Them niggas all in designer with a false sense of honor. I'll cut your legs off and make you crawl to your mama. Y'all probably thought y'all could eat when I got hard for it. It was kind of a 37 days later, I was all in. My brother beats when she ball like a small Britney Grinder. Slippery in the walls, I'll be falling inside her. In the style of dogs, I'll be drawling behind her. However, after I leave, I just call and remind her. I reach back quicker to delete whack niggas. Screaming Donald Trump, please impeach that nigga. Never go take a where I eat at, nigga. Remember all that you sold, you will reap that nigga. When they come to the war, y'all be that nigga. Tapping right on your door like a beat pad, nigga. In the rumble, you probably sleep from a weak jam, nigga. You a weakling and I cannot ever be there. With these fire? Not likely. Always on go, I live by the slogan of Nike. Gorilla mode unless I'm chilling with the wife. He ain't really got no hoes, but a couple women like me. Switch up on the flows and a nigga do it nicely. Reading with my bros and me smoking something spicy. Never back down if a nigga wants to fight me. Push his shit back so I can renovate his psyche. Cooling in some iced tea, colder than a tundra. But a nigga still spinning hotter than the summer. Get my brother meat and then I'm writing while she slumber. I get up on the beat and start putting these niggas under. Such. I apologize.
I hear you. No, detrimental. I hear you. I heard everything you was saying today. Appreciate you calling into the Revive platform today for the first live on-air poetry slam. I really do appreciate your words that you gave us today. Let the people know where they can find a little bit more about the work that you do, your artistry, and things like that. Where can they find some more work?
So you can find me on Instagram at _samurai_77. I don't really put up anything else. You know, I'm hoping to get with my people, Terminator. Help me with that.
Awesome. So
hope you listen.
Once again, can you spell that for us? Because we're trying to find you as well. We trying to make sure we get everybody on the Revive platform. Go ahead and spell your username one more time for us.
It's @samurai_77.
Perfect. Thank you once again for coming onto the Revive platform today. We really, really do appreciate it. Once again, we are live on air, giving everybody a platform to showcase their talent here on Revive. This is what we do. We're going to continue to drop this knowledge on you guys. Let's go to the next guest for us today. Hey, Carla, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, Carla, you there? I can hear you now.
I guess that's me.
Yes, it is. How are you doing out there today?
I am good. I am great. I am phenomenal. How are you?
I'm fine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Ryan Collins, and I hail from the DMV.
Awesome. Hey, Ryan. How are you doing today?
Hey, girl. What's up?
Thank you for participating and you know, also supporting me always. I appreciate you, Ryan. What you got for us today, though?
So, you know, I'm not really like a poet, but I am a songwriter. I am working on my poetry, but we're not ready to do that yet. So what I will do is a little ballad real quick called Deep.
Do your thing, Ryan. Ready? Do your thing, yes.
Okay. So it's something that I wrote. I'm just going to do the verse and the chorus, okay?
Let's get it.
You've already fallen. Why am I not yours? What's with the stalling? Afraid I'd rock your world. Heart is in a headlock. Feeling you're not so used to racing hands on the clock. Trying to hold on, but you're so deep, deep, deep inside of your ways. I can't find a way out. I'm caught up in your gaze. I am knocked down by your waves. I'm swimming in a sea of love. I don't want to leave.
Okay, I'm done.
Yo, Ryan, I'm in here screaming like, Ryan just better go in below. Yes, Ryan, definitely.
You know, this is something a little slight, you know. I will be actually dropping an EP, all those people listening out there, this summer. I have a video premiere that's coming up. And, yeah, you can find me on all social media handles at Ryan Revolt, INT.
All right, go ahead and spell that out for the people as well, because we're trying to take down everyone's information. So go ahead and spell that out for us. We want to make sure we make no mistakes.
Okay, it's RyanRevoltINT.
Perfect. Thank you, Ryan. I really do appreciate you supporting the Revive platform. You did an amazing job today.
Shining, girl. I'm with you.
Thank you. Thank you. So once again, we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Make sure you spread the word. We have a lot of artists coming on today showcasing their talents. If you want to showcase your talent, if you know a friend that you know has a talent, make sure you spread the word and let them know we are live right now on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Or you can download the TuneIn app or go directly to the TuneIn website and just search Time for an Awakening. We are live. It's your girl, POC. And, hey, let's get jump back into it. Hey, caller, what's your name and where you calling from? It's a 570 number. Hey, caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
Okay, hello. My name is Georgia Miller.
How are you, Georgia?
I'm good. I'm from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Awesome. Awesome. Hi, Georgia. How you doing? It's me.
Good. Hi, Tamara. I know. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for calling and supporting the platform. What you got for us today?
I'm going to do a poem. Not really a poem. It's more of a rap. But it could be, you know, it says the same message. It's written by my mother, Sandra Miller. Sandra Brigette Miller.
Okay.
And I'm calling for her today.
Okay, awesome.
But I hear it both.
Do your thing.
I'm not a poet. I'm not a professional. All I am is someone who cares, you know. I can't stand the weeping and crying. I can't stand to see my people dying. You got kids that roam, wives alone. Wonder when they man coming home while he's smoking that pipe all through the night and in the morning. Attitude and want to fight. Shame. Driving me insane. I can't stand the pain. I think it's such a shame. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I can't avoid it. You see, everywhere I go, someone's approaching me. That's all I'm going to do for now.
Awesome.
It's called Pain. It's written by Sandra Brigette Miller. And it's just a message out to, like, you know, all the people out there that there's better ways to do it, and we don't need the pain and the suffering, and everyone needs to come together.
Awesome. And you're an artist too as well, Georgia, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. So do you have something on behalf of Georgia Miller herself?
No, I don't. Not anything that I'm prepared for.
No, that's fine. So is there any way that people can find a little bit more information about your mom or any of the work that you guys do as well?
My mom doesn't really have a page or anything, but we have a YouTube channel called The Miller Sisters 4, where we have our music and stuff up. And I'll probably call later with more poems from my mother, and by that time, we'll have something for her up too.
All right, perfect. Thank you once again for joining in on the Revive platform today and supporting us. We really do appreciate it. We are going to go to a quick commercial break because we do got to pay some bills all at the same time. And then up next, you don't want to miss the Truth Series brought to you by True Heart as well here on Revive. Thanks for everyone who is participating on the Revive first live on air poetry slam. Keep it coming. I see the phone lines ringing. We're going to get to you. Don't hang up. We're coming right back after this commercial break. It's your girl POC. You know what time it is.
But what I wanted to talk to you all about today is three steps of maximizing womanhood. Three steps to maximizing womanhood. Can everybody hear me? There are three things I want you to do for me today and for the rest of your life to establish and maximize your womanhood. I didn't say your girlhood. I ain't say your boohood. I ain't say your Barbiehood. I said your womanhood. I want you to do three things for me, ladies. I want you to surround, speak, and seek. I want you to surround, seek, and speak.
All Lives Matter, 1800s edition. Just because I own slaves doesn't mean I'm racist. I don't even see color. You're racist for being slaves. My closest friends are house Negroes. Look, I didn't ask to have all this cotton. It's not my fault that the cotton is profitable. Don't blame me for something my grandfather's grandfather planted. And if cotton is so bad, why are you wearing it? Don't act innocent. This is the fabric of all our lives. You know what really just shines my shoes? You can give birth to a light-skinned child and everything is fine. But I put on a little bit of blackface. Oh no, that's racist. How? Blackface comes off. Your white face is forever. This is not the dream that Abraham Lincoln gave speeches for. Racism ended with the Three-Fifths Compromise. Everyone is equal. We have a black overseer. Slavery is a choice. If you didn't want to get locked up, you should have kept running after we captured your wife. I mean, like, come on. Make good decisions or face the consequences. Blacks are 99% more likely to try and escape north. That's not racist. That's just a fact. When will you people realize underground railroads only create racial divide? And why? We're all red on the inside. Look at your brother's body. Rope doesn't make his neck any different than mine. My accountant hung himself, so we're all struggling with something. Don't judge a book that you're not allowed to read. My house is like two stories tops. The real masters live in mansions. I'm a slave like you. Only through love and working together can we get our emancipation. Free the people? How about we the people? Black lives matter? How about all lives matter?
America! I didn't want to have to do this, but you left me with no other options. You trifling ass, bogus ass, lying ass, dusty constitution ass, my president is orange ass, brunch ass, bad credit having ass, gentrified ass, golden paved streets my ass ass, Oscar so white ass, ugly ass, won't let people use the bathroom ass, pouring good tea into the ocean ass, alt-right ass, private prison ass, let's wait for the entire story before we start pointing fingers, aka give us time to come up with a story that justifies our mistreatment of people who don't look, act, or think like us ass, bet you won't meet me in the parking lot ass, fake news ass, bad anime dubs ass, dirty ass, income gap ass, Fox News ass, Salem witch trials ass, moon landed or nah ass, let's give Nicolas Cage another shot ass, got me taking Spanish all the way through high school and I still only remember Zapatos ass, made in China ass, masculinity too fragile for paternity to leave ass, more guns than people ass, war on drugs ass, high divorce rate ass, what's the opposite of progress ass, boys will be boys ass, country ceiling ass, we're on Christmas ass, Becky with a good hair ass, Yahoo Answers ass, country music ass, except Daddy Lessons, Beyonce is fire. Rusty ass, three-fifths compromise ass, hating ass, getting hacked by Russia ass, swine flu ass, Uncle Sam ass, Snowden ass, Duck Dynasty ass, literally assassinated Martin Luther King ass, praise Obama for halting the Dakota Access Pipeline like he was the one having his skin torn off and frozen on the front lines by water cannons ass. What else can Steve Harvey and Nick Cannon host ass? The Civil War was about economics, not slavery, like slavery wasn't the heart of y'all economics ass. Where is Amazon ass? Steve Jobs died for my sins ass. I'm not even sure if this was a poem. I'm just mad.
Are back live on Revive once again. Today is a very, very special day. It's our 20th episode here in Revive. Also, today is our first live on air poetry slam. So we are extremely excited today to have all the artists call in, and they're just literally just keep, we're in the studio at all. We're like, it's so much talent out here, and we have to give them a platform to showcase their talent. And that's what we're going to continue to do here on Revive. So make sure you guys stay tuned. We are live on air once again at timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, we are live on air at timeforanawakening.com/revive. We are live tweeting at Revive_POC as well. Once again, you can follow us on both Facebook and Twitter at Revive_POC. True Heart is going to reiterate what the instructions were today just for the people who are just tuning in for us now. So True Heart, go ahead and hold it down for us.
Each artist will be given the maximum time frame of 7 minutes to present their art. Every performer will be given the opportunity to introduce themselves, present their poem or spoken word, and then give their contact information where people can find more of their work and more about them. Please keep in mind that this is a safe space and a judgment-free zone. Nothing is off limits. Please be respectful to each artist's gifts, talents, and abilities. We want this to be a fun yet competitive on-air poetry slam. Just like POC stated before, we've had some dope artists come on, and I'm really excited just to hear everyone else that's participating in the poetry slam.
Awesome. So we're going to jump right back into it. So we're going to go to this caller. Hey, caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? You're starting with a 610 number.
Hi, my name is Michelle Miller. What's up, POC? How are you doing today?
What's up? How are you doing? How are you doing out there today?
I'm well. I'm a part of Miller Sisters 4. My younger sister just called in. Shout out to MS4.
Awesome. Yeah, she did a poem by your mom. That was dope.
Yes. That was dope. I heard it. I'm just going to do a little challenge that I did, the Sofon challenge. It was a few months ago, so some of the stuff refers to Barack Obama. But, yeah, I'm just going to do that phrase. I'm like.
All right, go ahead and drop it on us.
All right, here we go. They say that weed is illegal, yet I still witness people smoking it. Garner said that he couldn't breathe, yet cops still down there choking him. My man said, man, I've seen the cops didn't do shit, but I still ran. I'm not trying to have my future go hand-in-hand with Sandy Bland. Tragic. I wish all this would disappear like magic. Zimmerman got off the hook. It still got people standing, clapping, man, we snapping. You see, we just done had enough of this. We still can't get no justice, even with a dark-skinned president who's hesitant to speak up on how he really feels. All that white in that White House, you gotta remember, crack kills and blood spills when you're the king of the hill. For real, Obama's probably up there popping pills. But enough about how messed up the world is. How about my life? I got a beautiful girl by my side trying to make me her wife, and I love her. But I woke up one day all mixed up like the Serbia. Don't call it homophobic. Call it feline phobia. Get up off my feet. Get up off my bed. Put that back. Yeah, this isn't me. But it's me right now. Yeah, I said you was fucking him. Now you're fucking me. What's up with that? Splat. She does that combo like a murderer, then practices her acting skills until I care to comfort her. Start touching her and rubbing her, and now she's mad and she's feeling good. And just like cat. Oh, wait. Start rubbing her and touching her, and just like that, she's feeling bad. And just like that, I'm not mad. And chasing her like dogs and cats to get her back. Now ain't that sad? Messed up a little at the end, but that's it right there.
You brought it like, back real quick. If you ain't say, oh, snap, we would never know. You did a great job, though.
Thank you. Yeah, I had to get Sandy Bland in there, Eric Conner, everybody out there, George Zimmerman. I had to put everybody in that, yo.
I love your piece. I definitely love your piece.
Do it again.
I said, I love your piece. I love exactly what you was doing. And I caught the message and every word that you were saying. I definitely caught your message.
For sure.
So go ahead and tell the people where.
you can find me on Facebook at Lachelle Lee Alice Miller. You can find us on YouTube at Miller Sisters 4. You can find us on SoundCloud at Miller Sisters 4. We got some covers on SoundCloud singing. Yeah, that's pretty much all of our social right there, social media.
So could you go ahead and explain to the people what the Miller Sisters 4 actually is, though?
We're R&B group, hip-hop group, pop artists. We do it all. There's no genre that you cannot put us in. We sang at weddings, we sang country music. We really do it all. We started in church, of course, praise the Lord. We're four blood sisters, same mother, same father. So we're just out here singing. We're trying to make it in this world. We're trying to chase our dreams. A lot of us are, two of us out of the four of us are in college right now. So as soon as the summer comes around, we're going to get back on our game. We're going to start grinding again.
Awesome. And do you guys have like an email or something where someone can reach out to you just, you know, directly to get a little bit more information?
Yeah, you can reach out to my email. Our other MS4 email with our last manager, we had a couple problems with our manager, so we're really just free agents right now. So we're not going to use that email anymore. You can hit us up at LaCheleLee21@gmail.com. That's LaCheleLee21@gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you once again for participating in the Revive platform. I do appreciate everyone calling in and just dropping so many gems, you know, and allowing us to come into their spaces as well, you know, to get a piece of their artistry. And it's really important that we give, you know, everyone a platform to showcase their talents, because it's not platforms out here for us to do that. You know what I mean? Unless we're paying a price, or we're paying, you know, giving up a piece of our artistry, 10% here, 20% here. But here in Revive, we don't have none of that. We're just literally just giving a platform for the people to do their thing. So we are going to go back to this caller, jump right back into it. Hey, caller, what's your name and where you calling from? It's a 404 number.
Hey, how you doing? It's Detrimentals again from She Rockin' City.
Awesome. You back. Yo. You had something. You got some more for us?
Yeah, I do. But that last artist was, hey, all right, so you can simply observe how I get sick with the words. See, when I'm scripting a verse, I barely miss like I'm Bird. Character rises a nerd, but when that monster emerge, make him run like a herd. Boy, I'm the shit, they just turds. Really hope you take notice to how I flow when I'm focused. If it was loud, it was smoking, because I be spitting the dope that you want to end me. That's hopeless. The orchid man to these roaches. Swear these niggas be Jewish. Think that shit is a trash, man. Fuck them niggas that hate it. Obstacles that delayed it. Calling up Trigger Wanna just to scream, nigga, we made it. Stuck between sober and faded. Stuck between closure and jaded. Kept it hopeful and prayed it. Now I'm toasting the greatness. Sometimes I wild out on your violin whenever I'm getting mad. And I break your fucking face if you disrespecting my dad. Did the best to overcome all the mental issues I had. But always seem to relapse whenever I'm in my bag. My time is precious like pearl, because I'm the best in the world. Got on the track and I hurled. Them punks I'm making you curl. Can't make contact with your girl, because what you spit wasn't thorough. Dark women want to have my baby, so they down for the swirl. See, I switch up the topic to hit from deep like I'm Drogic. Need a knot in my wallet that's big like Christopher Wallace. To give me brain like it's college. You niggas cheesy, that's cottage. In between cocky and modest, in between groggy and conscious. Has this shit occurred to you that lyrically I murder crews while y'all niggas be snitching on yourself like Bobby Shmurda do? This shit must be eradicated, and the matter's urgent too, and I assure you the entire process will be surgical. Yikes. Want another one?
It's awesome. I'm feeling it. I'm definitely feeling it. Give it to us. You're getting in 7 minutes, so go ahead. Drop another one for us.
Okay. It's a little inspirational, John. It's a whole song, but I ain't going to do the whole song. I'm going to do the last verse, but I call it Warren Ruffin. I named it after my father. But I said, so never give up. Stay focused and just follow your dreams. And remember, stay humble. Do not gain a head full of steam. Show love to them people who have always been on your team. Without them, your life would have been swimming upstream. Always use the knowledge you gain to keep yourself in the game. You need to unlock your brain whenever your settings change. Chase fortune and not the fame. Know that they're not the same. If that gets rearranged, you'll turn yourself to a lame. Stay on the ball. And if an obstacle makes you fall, get back up. Dust yourself off. Don't let it faze you at all. If you stand tall, you'll make your opposition feel small. Build yourself up brick by brick like China did the Great Wall. And when it's all said and done, you'll look at what you become. You'll be shining just like the sun while your haters are looking dumb. Don't you ever turn tail and run, that'll turn you into a bum. Just know you second to none and the greatest is yet to come. This for all the bad broads doing real good. For the smart niggas that's keeping it real hood. Do whatever it takes to make you feel good and keep getting that paper like you still should. And for them hurt ladies that's keeping their head up. For them struggling folks, I know you fed up. Keep hustling and never let up. Keep hustling and never let up. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you. Once again, go ahead and shout yourself out for the people who just tuned in if they didn't hear you come earlier today.
You can find me on Instagram at _samurai_77. Samurai spelled SAMURAI.
Perfect.
And then _77.
And Detrimental, right?
Yes.
Awesome. So just to ask you a quick question, why do you go by the name of Detrimental?
Well, detriment and detrimental, the actual term, you know, I don't spell it like that, but the actual term means, you know, bad for you. It means bad for you. So, you know, my mentals are detrimental. That's why I'm detrimental. To think like me is bad for you. You know, I have the capacity to do so, but not everybody has my mind. Awesome. Nobody has my mind, actually.
So how long have you been an artist?
Oh, no, go ahead.
How long have you been an artist?
I was like 11, but I was trash back then, you know. And I try to tell everybody that, you know, is curious in artistry, that it's not a overnight thing. You know, you don't get nice overnight. This wasn't an accident. This is premeditated. You know, I worked at it. I worked hard at it every day, you know.
Oh, and then also, True Heart, she just peeped something. She said, so since you don't spell it the regular way, detrimental, how do you spell it? So the people can find
well,
you.
Well, it's detrimentalz.
One more time for us. We're trying to write that down.
detrimentalz.
Awesome. Thank you once again, Detrimental, for coming onto the Revive platform. Make sure you spread the word to let the people know that we are out here each and every Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., and each and every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We do have another artist on the line as well, so we're going to go ahead and jump right back into the next guest. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from? It's starting with a 570 number.
Sandra Miller.
Awesome. Your daughter called in earlier speaking for you. That's what's up. So you decided to call in yourself. How are you?
I'm good.
Tell the people a little bit about yourself.
My name is Sandra Miller. Sandra Burgett Miller. I did some genealogy in the years, trying to find out about our family. And in the process, I started doing slave poems.
Awesome. So what you got for us today? Go ahead and drop it on us.
Excuse me?
I said, what do you have for us today? Go ahead and drop it on us. We're ready for you.
Okay. I have Tell 'em. And it's a truth. It's really true from the genealogy that I found. Tell 'em how I felt. Tell 'em how I hurt. Tell 'em how I worked every day except for church. Tell 'em I was a man who had 12 children and worked hard for his land. The same land my father worked for till he died, an old man. Tell 'em I was a holy man, a loving man, a gentleman. A man who wanted his children to have and to do better than I had, as my father wanted for us, that he ran from slavery to be a free man. Tell 'em my name. Tell 'em your name and how all we did was not in vain. I speak for Benjamin Burgett, my great-grandfather, a man who had a dream, just like Martin Luther King. My name, Sandra Burgett Miller. Tell 'em. Thank you.
Awesome. That was awesome. Do you have a social network where someone can find you, social media or anything like that, where someone can get a little bit more of your work that you do?
Actually, no.
Okay. So your daughter did shout out an email address. So could we email her at Lachelle Lee to get any more information about if anyone wants to grab some more of your poetry or anything?
Sure. Yes, you can.
Awesome. So thank you once again for supporting the Revive platform and just coming in and showcasing your talent as well. If you have any more gems, come call us. Drop it back on us, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for the support. I really do appreciate it. That's awesome. We just literally had our entire family come on the Revive show and drop nothing but interesting, dope pieces. Each individual person did a great job. You know, LaShalee called in, her mom called in, and our younger sister, Georgia, called in. And that was really exciting. So make sure you guys go look up the Miller Sisters 4. They're definitely a dope group. They have a lot. Like LaShalee said, you cannot box them in. They're great singers. They've been doing their thing out there for a very long time, so make sure you guys go check out the Miller Sisters 4. But we are going to jump right back into it with this next caller. Hey caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? It's starting with a 240 number.
This is JYD.
How are you doing today, JYD?
NG, how y'all doing? We good. How are you?
We're fine. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Right, together we are Nuance Poetry Group. We do poems individually, and then we came together as a collective in the year 2014. We started working ever since then. So we've been featuring different places in the DMV area. We also have two published books, I Wonder Our Company, and we have a documentary that just came out as well. So we're trying to do a lot of things in the poetry scene right now.
Awesome. We actually been playing one of your poems, Solomon, on the air for a very long time. CBE sent it over to about a week ago, and we've been playing that out. I'm trying to tell you, I love it.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. So, what you got for us today?
We got a poem we want to do. So you're gonna answer if you want.
All right. I got a dream that ain't so American. The vision that'll make things clear up like Claritin. My eyes ain't too wise for staring in. See, I see better with my eyes closed, head bowed, knees to the ground. I plan to leave a dope legacy built off a rich heritage. This ain't for those who get all hyped up off appearances.
Claritin clear, I'll say it again. I got a vision that ain't so dependent upon the system. This ain't no whole touch either. Listen. This is soul-bearing raw gold, soul-having all in all me. See, nuance is a motor that keeps the car in start. It's law and order, but first it begins with purer hearts, and I take it. Maybe I'm passing these messages overhead, but the one who was open will jump and catch it.
This ain't Christian, Muslim, or Buddhist. This ain't to be cool with the know-it-alls or expose the clueless. This is for those who can't be sold, got souls for gold, self-made, whole, and in control.
Like, alt, delete, the old me, obsolete, behold, rather complete, console, polish, repeat, pace it patiently, never lackadaisically, lurking for the luck to develop a sense of urgency, get that.
You hear that?
What's that?
What is that? Little boys making much noise for nothing, fronting out his selling book as diluted substance, you're going to have to say nothing and show everything. The loudest in the room be the coward who don't mind using his mother for leveraging. The loudest in the room be the coward who don't mind using his mother for leveraging, like,
on mothers, you want to see me, son.
Beyonce claiming chief, if your dependent running back can't be out here claiming chief, if you so willing to leave your tribe high and dry, Indian.
Running back
can't be out here claiming chief, if your independence and your tribe you're leaving high and dry, in the end, know your limits. Know the difference between being sidelined and being offsides, respect the line of scrimmage. Can't claim MJ in the flu game when your dependents can't depend on you to be Pippin. Here's your ultimatum. Listen verbatim. Do right by all things. That means you, them, and her. And if you can't be your brother's keeper, then have yourself a seat, sir.
Jack the Rippers and Bunny Slippers, because I cheated death. And the Grim Reaper, Soul Seeker, that game's in check, because I flow ether, unknown secrets with every breath, then bar. GB the heart that disseminates what is best.
JB the right when everything look like it's going left, like when your consciousness needs to be put in check.
It's the five fingers of death come correct. Thank you.
Awesome. You guys did a great job. We heard you in the back, you know, making your own beat with the snap. That was perfect. That was definitely perfect. So go ahead and shout yourself out and let the people know where they can find a little bit more about your work that you guys do.
Individually, we are on Instagram. G, that's me. You can follow me on Instagram at He Got Words. Words is spelled with a Z. And also, we have a Facebook page, Nuance, N-U-A-N-C-E.
J-Rod D, you can find me on Instagram at J-Rod D, J-R-A-H-D-I. You can also find me on SoundCloud at J-Rod D, J-R-A-H-D-I.
Awesome. And you guys have been doing this for a while, so I do have a question I'm going to address to both of you. What keeps you motivated to keep going and doing the work that you guys are doing?
Me, I say it'd probably be just the feel. I write everything with the feel, so it just has to groove for me. So whatever comes to mind, whatever I'm feeling that I need to just talk about or just touch on, I have to, you know, bump my music or have a certain aura about the day so I can just get those words on paper, I should say.
Awesome.
For me, it's just the end result. So I think about the goal. I think about what I'm trying to get to, where I'm trying to be. And if I'm not putting in the effort I need to be putting to get there for that day, then I find a way to motivate myself in that sense.
Awesome. And I have one more question. I'm sorry. It's not an interview, but I love the work that you guys are doing. So if it's one thing that you can say to a young poet out there who's just starting, you know, trying to find their voice, what would be that one thing you would say to them? And this is for both of you.
I'll say keep going. So regardless of whom or what, You got to find yourself. Once you find yourself, you find your plan, and you keep going. So for a young poet trying to figure things out as far as not getting stuff done or things aren't coming through as someone else may be, I would say keep on going, keep on playing, because I think, well, Kendrick actually said on his album, he said careers take off, it just takes time. So it's a matter of time and persistence.
And definitely just, I would say to the young ones, just be patient, man, and just understand that you're still figuring out your voice. So don't be in a hurry to try to mimic everything that you see. Just be yourself and tell the truth. Your real poem starts when you start telling the truth.
Awesome. I thank you guys for coming onto the Revive platform and, you know, just supporting the platform. And I love the work that you guys are doing in the DMV area. Do you guys have like an email address or something that someone can reach out to you a little bit more directly?
Yes. Email, that's rahdi.poetry@gmail.com. So that's rahdi.poetry@gmail.com.
Perfect. I really do appreciate you guys once again to coming onto the Revive platform. Once again, make sure you guys spread the word to let everyone know that we are out here live on Revive at timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, timeforanawakening.com/revive. We are live tweeting everyone's emails, everyone's social media accounts. So if you do hear something that you want and you want to reach back out to them, make sure you guys follow us on Twitter at Revive_POC. We are going to go back to a commercial break. When we go back to this commercial break, I am going to play a song by JYD called Solomon. I love this song. Make sure you guys tune in, follow him, get that information. He's a very, very dope artist.
Make me smile. Welcome. It's you and I at this time. I'm your host, J-Rod D.
Make me smile.
Piccolo, piccolo. Give and go. Tough times come to tough people. Why acquiesce less than best? Y'all feel that? I say, I ain't got time for distress now. I ain't got time for distress now. Why acquiesce less than best? I'm George McKenna, hard lessons on my chest, bench and weight sets and reps. I make sure my rhymes come correct. I ain't got time for distress. I ain't got time for distress. I ain't got time for distress now. I say wait, let me state this. We've been belittled, renegade this. Makeshift, sanctious, pyramid, stink that crankshaft. Headed to the center of your faith for faithlessness. Uncles on the prowl, master dropping dimes. Noose was in the Psalms. Read different fees, please don't tell me you hiding. Barack Biden's on the end, the tyrants on the rise. And you pretend to ride, you say you're riding. You lie, you make amends. Can't fly autopilot when you is money blinded. Fun fiddle like Kitty on a tin roof, but no tone like death, no broke nigga. Oh, Jehovah, Casanova, meek and lowly, sad as somber. Holy moly, macaroni. Tony J just left the podium. Spody, Odie, dope, delicious. Angels, halos, nick condition. Fact and fiction, real religion. Ratchet, fashion, twist the wisdom. Oh man, limited vision, brought slow jams. Traffic, chaptic, cold ham. Militarism and schism on top of schism. Made the vision, lemon on top of lemon. Made a grimace. Feeling like Bobby Hemmett for a minute. Feeling like Bobby Hemmett for a minute. Feeling like Bobby Hemmett for a minute. Miles outside of the city is where the outcasts are exiled. 20 miles outside of this city is where ambitious black folks move to give their children a better upbringing than this city has to offer. And Malik was his righteous son. He was a man's man, a lion among lions. He loved his family more than himself, but after losing his father, he started to question the power of love, even the meaning of his own life.
Thank you.
My uncle died a year before my grandfather. My grandfather died the other day. I can give a mother. If you decide to bob your head to this, family means more to me than dealers to cocaine. I believe that we can be like Kemet. I believe that love will conquer obstacles in this way. Know that. So I'ma keep on making these short story forms in the forms of rap. Walking down the hallway in autumn day. Skipping frolic, I stroll away. That was the day you threw my shit, I broke my locker. Because you had a temper tantrum for some cakes. Your little dimples, when you smile, they turn to wrinkles. After that, we chose not to date again. Your little spoiled ass. I say, I moved to college and I met me a fireball. She had more knowledge than me on the streets. I couldn't accept her features were less than honest. I chose another. She slashed my tires. When I inquired, she looked me dead in my eyes. And I knew she was lying. She said she ain't do it. She did it. Check it out. Break it down for a minute. Plenty women been committed to me. Buff you, I revisit. In my mental, mainly rush. I met her, she was earth until I went into my soul and found on Pluto. Better fit a Mona Mika. Look as flawless as a picture by Picasso. Basquiat, without a doubt, she fits the perfect picture of the perfect missus. Give me the ring so I can kiss her. Come here, baby. I do.
Yes, my raps are filled with rage.
One of these days, we gotta bust back for the homies.
You have to be logical. You know, if I know that in this hotel room, they have food every day, and I'm knocking on the door every day to eat, and they open the door, let me see the party, let me see, like, them throwing salami all over the, I mean, just like throwing food around, where they're telling me there's no food in here. You know what I'm saying? Every day. I'm standing outside trying to sing my way in. You know what I'm saying? We are hungry, please let us in. We are hungry, please let us in. After about a week, that song is going to change to we hungry, we need some food. After 2-3 weeks, it's like, you know, give me all the food, we're breaking out the door. And after years, you just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm picking the lock, coming through the door, blasting, you know what I'm saying? It's like you hungry, you reached your level, you don't want anymore. We asked 10 years ago. We was asking with the Panthers. We was asking with them, you know, with the Civil Rights Movement. We was asking. You know, now those people that were asking, they're all dead and in jail. So now what do you think we're going to do? Ask?
I put my gun away and grab my AK. It's getting hectic. I can't call it. I'm full of alcoholics. Now a nigga's under pressure.
About that time. All I need is some money. You know what time it is.
and welcome back to Revive. It's your girl POC. You know what time it is. We are back on live. Timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, timeforanawakening.com/revive. Spread the word. Or you can go to TuneIn, download the app, or go directly to the website and just search Time for an Awakening, and you will hear me, your girl POC, live on air. So yes, we are back into the Revive first live on air poetry slam. I'm really excited today. We have heard so many dope artists just spreading their jewels, spreading their knowledge with us today, just giving them a platform here on Revive to just showcase their talents. That's what we are here to do. Once again, we do have a special giveaway for the person who stands out to us the most. There are no losers here on Revive, but someone will get a very, very special prize here from the Revive team. We all did it. We put some work in to make sure that we could give something away here today for the people who joined in on Revive's first poetry live on air slam. We definitely appreciate you guys. So we are going to jump back into it. We're going to go to the next caller. Hey, caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? It's starting with a 570 number out of Wilkes-Barre, PA.
Is it me?
Yes, it's you. I can hear you.
Okay, all right, sounds good. Hey, my name is Shaka Crosby. I'm a friend of Afia. I do spoken word and hip-hop.
Awesome.
And thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
No doubt. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I do spoken word to pretty much uplift people, encourage them. I like to inspire. I was raised with a very spiritual background, and you could probably hear that through my spoken words and my message.
Okay, awesome. So go ahead and drop it on us for today. What do you have for us?
All right. Oh, before I say, I'm probably going to use all 7 minutes at that school.
Do your thing. Do your thing.
All right, cool, cool. This is aggravation, fascination, fused inside imagination. Someone paint the world a different color because the black is fading out the painting. Variation, salutation, gravitation. Say goodbye to yesterday. We made it somewhere out the matrix. Look up at the sky and find the constellations captivating. Universal validation, spare me your congratulations. Let's just go our separate ways. Segregation, congregation, modern slavery. I've been lazy, chasing green, not chasing dreams. By any means, I'm out the matrix. Gradually, you'll find some love. Gradually, you'll find the love. Gradually, you'll find the love. But only after graduating past the hatred. You don't have the answers to the questions I've been contemplating. Contemplating life. Contemplating life, quantum physics and religion, if you want to be precise. I'm like the words upon the page. I'm like a bird without a cage. I'm going to fly into the sky. It's just the wind beneath my wings. They just act after actor. The script is getting heavier, but they don't understand, so they assassinate my character. Speaking life is sensitive, so I expect the censorship. But when they miss my sentences, they always catch my sentiment on life. Because you ain't seen like anything. But look me in my eyes and you can see like everything. I could do like anything, but more importantly, I could do like everything. I'm just a bird inside a cage, inside a pain, inside a game, inside a fame, inside of dreams. And y'all can never wake me up too tired from the chase of such a life. The same I say I love, I'm married to this life, and we ain't never breaking up. I'm saving up one favor. Could you tell me when I made enough energy to connect my enemies to inner peace? I guess I came to change it up from chains and chains. They hate it, but I'm used to talking sense to sense. You ain't never made enough. Please, no more talking. Was running around in circles, father. Please, no more walking, because I'm strapped for cash. I'm on my lashes, piece up in my luggage. One time I made it to the stars with bullets and some courage. I was diamond in the rough, and they were dime a dozen. 100 miles and running. I know you see me coming. It's just a little farther now. It's just like last time. It's just a little harder now. Tell me, are you brave enough to change it up? I'm just a bird inside a cage, inside of pain, inside a game, inside of fame, inside of dreams, and y'all can never wake me up. And that's one. Two is, and your melanin is like melodies, singing my favorite song. I remember one time you telling me that all the blues in the world don't paint the pictures of a life. I decide how they color me, but lately it's been so black and white. Honestly, I ain't acting right. I'm on the road to riches. The cops will stop me and kill me at the traffic light. Then tell me I deserved it. How? I hop on Twitter. See a lot of chatter. Everybody's mad about it. Black lives matter. White lives matter. Ladder. Look up all the news, all the killings, tell the truth. It's like, No lives matter matter. But I just want to live peacefully. Peace a part of this puzzle, but cops keep putting the peace in me. But I won't die. I remember your melody, singing my favorite song. I remember one time you telling me that blacks live a struggle. I think, like, ain't it something? How we can make, like, anything, because we come from nothing. I think that's our wealth, only tarnished by ego, only tarnished by self. The most beautiful people are always tarnished by self. Don't disappear from a world that's crying out for your help. We need your beauty, truly. Won't let these actors fool me. We need some real smiles, not the ones you see in movies. And then the last one is, I belong to you, Father, which means I belong to the most loving, kind, caring, wise, merciful, understanding, powerful force in the entire universe. Your flow moves through me like ripples in the tides, waves in the oceans, fish in the streams. And as sure as the ends of the ocean is, your love washes over me, even in my darkest times. And it says to me, my child, what do you have to be sad about when my love is your guide to eternal happiness? And what do you have to be fearful of when all things are possible through me? And what do you have to doubt when I hold the keys to every door in your path? Seek me, rejoice, and find confidence and strength in my name. For I am the most loving, kind, caring, merciful, loving, understanding, powerful force in the entire universe. And you belong to me. That's all of them.
Awesome. You had some fire. You came, you was like, I'm going to use all 7 minutes. I love it. Once again, go ahead and tell the people who you are and where they can find some more of your work that you do.
So my artist name is Shaka Patel. You can find me on all social medias at Created by Shaka, CreatedByShaka. You can find my debut album, Colors of the Universe, on all the streaming music sites like Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, iTunes. But I just wanted to thank you guys for allowing artists to speak their truth and giving us a platform to do it. It's a really phenomenal thing. Thank you.
No doubt. Thank you for coming on to the Revive platform as well. But could you go ahead
and... Yeah, I love you.
I love you too, Shaka.
Could you go ahead and spell that out for us, though? Because we don't want any mistakes. So go ahead and spell that out for us on your social media again.
All right. So CreatedByShaka.
Okay. And why did you pick the name that you picked? It's very different and unique. Shaka Patel. Like, why did you pick that name?
That's my name.
Oh, awesome, really? Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's my real name, yeah.
So how long have you been writing?
6 years, I would say.
Six years? So what keeps you motivated to keep going?
The plights that I see in the world, the struggles I see in the world. I feel like we haven't had a real conscious leader in the black community outwardly since, you know, Martin Luther King, Tupac. I heard Tupac earlier in one of the commercials, and I feel like we're missing a real voice in the community to stand up for us. I think that just inspires me to either want to be that or just do my best to be the best person I could be.
Awesome. Thank you once again for coming onto the Revive platform. Make sure you spread the word.
Good having you.
That we are live on Revive right now. We're going to jump right back into the Poetry Slam. Hey, caller, what's your name and where you calling from? It's a 267 number.
I think that would be I.
Yes, that is you. How are you today?
I'm pretty. How's it going, Revive? And yeah, what's going on?
So go ahead and introduce yourself. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Frio from Chester, PA, the Keystone State. You know, independent, relatively artist who, you know, just likes to talk about, you know, elevating your consciousness and, you know, being great, things like that.
Awesome. We also have someone who's going to come on towards the end of the show. Her name is Crystal, who's out of Chester, PA as well. She has a brand called The Missing Plug, and she's doing something today in Chester, PA as well that we're going to let her get on and talk about too. Just in case you knew her, I was just throwing that out there because you said Chester, so that just rang back to me. Go ahead and just tell us a little bit more about yourself, and then go ahead and jump right into it.
All right. Well, started off doing poetry back in the day. It was funny. I was in like fifth grade, and then it wasn't until later, until I was like 17, I got introduced to, you know, putting poetry into motion. And then since then, just been doing music and, you know, growing as an artist. You know, it's definitely a journey that I'm on, and I try to bring other people with me. So it's a long road sometimes, but that's pretty much it. I guess I should, you know, get into the music at this point.
Jump right into it.
All right, cool. So this is basically something I did recently. It's called Fuego, ironically, by Frio. But yeah, I be rapping, relaxing, and getting lifted. The cigarillas I'm twisting and passing up to your sister be filled with that sticky icky and probably could close an envelope opposite for vaginas, though. You don't know about the chronicles. Where the chronic? I ain't talking the chronic from 92, but I came out in 92 in July, though. Yeah, straight up out the womb, breathing in that fire. Yo, my element is water. That's why I say I be walking you, floating in my environment. Yeah, like I said, got you breathing in that fire, kid. Try to stay alive after 9 o'clock in my city. Cheddar breeze, jealousy. I said that in my past life. Smoking on that diesel got me lit up like the gaslight. Hacking all the hackers, we taking this here down. The rhythm rhyme radical, mathematical, mystical. I could pop up and visit you, even give you a visual, enlighten you to the capital C, where murder is legal, where niggas scrambling keys. Nobody knows where the nose goes when the nose goes behind the closed door. See, you don't know the pressure till you live in Chester, bruh. Nobody gets a slide of niggas, they switched up. I be twisting the spliff up, piss that can make you lift up straight into outer space. And who said the sky was the limit? You ain't even get it. I ain't even finished. I bring it into existence. I doubt that I'd ever stop now. Like a new beginning, I'm taking it from the top. Now they used to call me Jose, but that was too close to Jesus. Even though I be flying like I was sipping the Grey Goose. Tonight we getting wavy. I might roll up a few quarters. Oh, my bad. Tonight we getting wavy. I might bring out the Nautica. I see you feeling wavy. He just got you all cornered. A lot of niggas not smartest. It's never really been partisan. Politicking occasionally when I be in your city. No, I'm walking on water, so every motion is fluid. Wondering how I do it. I holler a hallelujah before I say bless your life. It's nothing but positivity. But here I go with my God and my gifts. Kind of odd, I be talking them bricks. I don't know, I'm just talking my shit. I live a life they never wanted for me. This right here is all in my dreams. The things they never wanted for me. It ain't really y'all what it seems. Unless the whole squad's in your dreams. I think you should know that I'm holding a heavy hand. I feel free to tell you because you won't even believe me. Now I got the proof like I'm whipping up tapioca. And you should know that the flow's so heavy it could rebuild the levees if they ever broke again. Hocus pocus will probably be the conclusion, but no illusion. The flow is so luminescent. And you know my motto, so now I'm just counting blessings. Rapping is not my hobby. Got all my people behind me. If niggas on beef and try me, get twisted like origami. My niggas stay going local, cause bases, man, they cracking them, stacking paper and plastic. Plastic bags packing gats and they clapping them like an audience. They attend to the party. I don't really party much, breaking bread like an offering. Look at what you started, man. You should have never started it. You cannot be trusted. I could break it down like a Dutch getting busted, but dying giving nothing but a couple of subliminals. You better get it from the muscle. How I had to grow up. But here I go with my God and my gifts. I'll be talking them bricks. I don't know. I'm just talking my shit. I live a life they never wanted for me. This right here is all in my dreams. The things they never wanted for me. It ain't really y'all what it seems. Unless the whole squad's in your dreams. Y'all don't want me riled up. Just to win the towel break and know it's going down. 100 rounds all around you. My connect could get 100 pounds of nostalgia. I'm the East Coast beast and I feast on beats. I could sing a lullaby, make the beat go to sleep. But I've been in the darkness, manufacturing the spark. Hotter than wasabi, no hotter than Nagasaki. Volcanoes get hit with Drano. I'm aiming, but you should lay low. Lay low because I say so, I'm manifesting my halo. I was about the pesos, now I'm about potatoes. Big chips with the Pregos. My bad. Kind of messed up there, but I guess I'll ride out with that. My bad. I hate to stumble at the end like that, but
you did a great job, though. And you had like a minute and 30 seconds left, so you could have fixed it. You had 7 minutes.
Oh, I mean, I could do a freestyle right now. It's not planned.
Go ahead. Drop us on. Drop something for us. Go ahead.
I got some. I don't like to stay. I told you. I'm the type, just show ya. I finally said that I'm the hottest now. You always say that when I'm not around. I've been waiting, had to wait a while. I ain't even gotta say it now. I've been with a couple centerfolds like I'm J. Cole with the crooked smile. When I crack a smile, that's like a kilogram. And I got the fold, so that's 36. I know it's dope, so I'm serving it. If we talking coca, I could call Paloma. I can never put my hands on it, even though you know I'm hands-on. And my man's just got a scale. You could put a couple pounds and some grams on. But I prefer we get this legal money. Rap Jesus, get that Jim Caviezel money like we overseas for the sequel money. But I just started getting preview money. The funny thing is that it came from nothing now. I'm trying not to feel untouchable, and I'm trying not to feel too comfortable, cause you know I gotta level up like I got a blunt and a double cub. But I ain't really in the mix tonight. I'm probably chilling with my chick tonight, and she probably about to get this dick tonight. Well, unless I hit them checks calling, moving on, I'm like the real McCoy. They like to say I'm shady. I just got the vision, trying to buy the block and make a top of million, trying to help you elevate and feel this feeling. The feelings that you feel don't feel the same. I know this love and feel is really strange. Just embrace it to become amazing. Holla hallelujah, cause we finally made it. Cause I know some people that'll never make it. My city, it could eat you up alive. How I keep the cool, they'll never know. Cause I'm from the East and you just never know. Gotta, oh shit, my bad.
Rio,
oh,
man. Rio, like, you did a great job. That was a freestyle right there?
What happened?
That was a freestyle right there?
Oh, for sure, for sure, for sure.
Awesome. So definitely go ahead and tell the people once again where they can find your work that you do so we can go ahead and follow you
my
as well.
My work. Yeah, my studio work is way better. you can find that on SoundCloud, you know, soundcloud.com/Rio. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Frio Suave, pretty much just F-R-I-O. And you can just spell Suave, you know, S-U-A-V-E, but pretty much Frio Suave. Or you can check out my website, Cool Smooth, like COOLSMOOV.com. There's also a Cool Smooth Instagram. You can check that out. And just, yeah, you know.
Thank you once again for participating on the Revive platform today. I appreciate your support. Definitely. He did a freestyle for today. That kind of shocked me. So that was a good one. We are going to jump right back into it to our next caller. Hey, caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? It's a 267 number from Philadelphia, PA.
My name is Ebo.
Awesome. How are you doing today, Ebo?
Can't complain. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for supporting the platform today. Go ahead and tell the people a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Ishmael Ebo. I'm actually a graduate. I just graduated yesterday from Community College of Philadelphia with an Associate of Psychology.
Congratulations. Once
congratulations.
Again, shout out.
Thank you. Thank you.
What are you going to do with your degree?
So I'm going to get into education. Me and my mentor were talking about more or less doing like musical therapy. So I rap and I'm getting into poetry now or whatever. So what it is just teaching children how to communicate, because I think we don't teach people how to be emotionally intelligent. We just mm-hmm. give them the tools to kind of lash out and not express themselves in a manner where they can communicate effectively.
Yes.
So just try to use rap and try to use poetry as a means to find in that avenue and that way to express themselves.
I already know you're going to go far based on what you said. And one of the things that we do here on Revive, we thrive off communication. We feel that communication is that key to bring back that unity that we're missing. So I appreciate you definitely for coming onto the Revive platform today. Definitely dropping that knowledge as well. Congratulations to you. But go ahead and what do you have for us today?
All right. So I'm going to do a rap. I'm going to do a freestyle first, and then I'll get into like the poetry portion of it.
Go ahead and do your thing.
All right, so freeze. Now while I hold you in captivation, what I give you is grace. A role full of imagination in an imminent space to move mountains. We'll cool fountains just to give you a place where peace isn't obsolete. It's an infinite space full of possibilities. Don't let the energy waste, because as soon as the connection dies, I can't keep you awake. No metaphors, this is straight talk. Hope you have sweet tooth, because every 16 that I seen comes across moving in a cakewalk. My brain churns hot grease like pot shells, so every stray burns like a Molotov cocktail. Drop scales and lift books, because this looks similar to boiling water. Just let it cook you with me. Now don't be picky. Be careful to flow magic. It might get tricky. I know you're iffy. Understand the message to your brain. And feel the circulation as it travels through your veins. Your emotions begin connecting and your thoughts begin to gain such extraordinary speed that you can proudly catch a train. See, now you have retained, and now you can contain. And with all that energy, your life will never be the same. All right, so this one right here, this is more or less, this is a poem that I wrote. I guess I'm, so for this one, it was just me trying to talk about life in the way that it is for black folk,
and people that say that, you know, we go through things and we don't have the right to be angry. You know what I'm saying? You are always honest. No matter how many times I thought I could lie, I would hide inside a deep sense of pride that would glide like a summer breeze on a Cadillac. It wasn't always this way. You used to hold everyone accountable. Our women have always been the rock. Their soft, strong hair were thrown down like lifelines hanging over a ship, because who says that freedom ain't worth dying for? The blacker the berry, the more precious is the juice that flows from strange fruit that hang on trees. The more precious the tears that flow from faces that knew this day would eventually come. The day she would have to stare death in the face and grit her teeth. You took my baby. A boy that sits calmly in his car waiting for the midnight train to Georgia. A boy that sat in his car because Rosa Parks fought for the right to. I know I ain't perfect, but I'm okay with the fact that God blessed me with the strength to struggle. The strength to carry burden like water carried away from river. The strength to chase dreams even when massa chopped foot. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm... I left that open because I left that open to show how versatile we are as black people. So I'm black and I'm whatever, whether it be proud, strong, intelligent, beautiful, amazing, God, whatever you want to put there, I'm black and I'm whatever I want to be at that particular moment.
So what would you put right there to fill that gap? What would you put?
I'm black and I'm here. I'm here, like, on more than one facet, you know what I'm saying? I'm not only am I alive physically, but I'm alive mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and I'm taking everything one day at a time, you know, because we know that there's always the alternative for us as black folks. We could either be dead physically or we could be dead mentally and be, you know, working a 9-to-5 and not have any sort of aspirations, or just trying to go with the everyday norm and not have any sort of think outside of the box type of mentality. So I'm here.
Awesome. So definitely go ahead and let the people know where they can find more of your work, your social media handles and things like that. And spell it out for us, too, so we don't make any mistakes.
Got you. So my Instagram is IGBO22. My SoundCloud is IGBO22. My YouTube is I Need to Be Signed. That's all one word. Facebook is, I don't know if people still use Facebook, but it's Ishmael the Artist. Twitter is Lyrical Suicide. That's about it.
Awesome. So because you said you're about to jump into education, what is one thing that you would tell the youth out there today? What is that one thing that you would tell the youth when it comes to finding their voice, finding their passion, and understanding that they are here too as well?
Don't let anyone define who you are and what you can do. I spent the majority of my life being a statistic. I realized that my father wasn't there. I realized that my family was a little bit disoriented. There were a lot of things that were going on in my life that led me down the road of being angry at my dad, or being angry at the world, or different things to that extent. But it didn't take, it got till I got older for me to realize that it's about the choices that you make, and it's about the way that you look at your life. You know what I'm saying? They say that the mistakes that happen are lessons in disguise. So if we could just take that step back and ask ourselves, are we going to let these various things define us, or are we going to use them as tools to, you know, if your father isn't there and you don't have any male influences in your life, then try to be a male influence to somebody else. If you have friends that are doing things that you know aren't conducive to their lives, like, you know, progression and all that other stuff, don't sit there and say that I want to be your friend, so I'm not going to be honest with you. Let them know, because the more honest you are with yourself, the more honest you can be with other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, Perfect. They say communication is the farthest distance between two people. So I would just tell them to it's okay to dream. It's okay to think that there's more out there. You don't have to contort to anybody's idea of who you are, even yourself. You know, if you think lowly of yourself, you'll do lowly things. But if you think highly of yourself, then you'll try every day to progress and to move forward.
Awesome. Thank you. We need more people like you who are going to continue to advocate for our youth out there. I thank you for participating in the Revive Poetry Slam today here, May 7th. I really, really do appreciate it. We had so many inspiring people come on and just, you know, drop so many different gems and allowing us into their spaces once again to just understand what they're going through in their everyday lives, walking with them, taking a walk with them. We are going to jump right back into it. And we're going to go to this caller. Hey, caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? It's starting with a 484 number. Caller, it's starting with a 484 number. I'm talking directly to you. Can you hear me? You're losing a little service. So can you hear me? I can't really hear you, but can you hear me? Yeah, so I'm sorry, you're losing service. Maybe if you hang up and give us a call right back, we are going to jump right back into the next caller. Hey, caller, what's your name and where you calling from? Starting with a 267 number from Philadelphia, PA.
Fresh.
How are you doing, Fresh? How are you today?
I'm feeling great, man. That was my man Ishmael just killed it, man. That's my man right there. He's crazy.
Shout out to Ishmael as well, class 2017. I really do appreciate him calling in today.
Love, man.
So go ahead and tell people a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Maurice. I mean, my real name means more. Once I found out what my name meant, opened me up to knowledge of self, knowing who I am. I got the name Fresh because I throw shows and it's called Fresh Talent. I know Fresh Talent, so and I got fresh thoughts. And I have a show tonight, but I'm also a poet, so. I mean, I have a message, and I like to create talent. That's I got my name. That's who I am.
Awesome. So go ahead and give it to us today. What are you going to drop for us?
I could drop two pieces. One is about me getting knowledge of self, and the other one is just me just talking about where I'm at with it now, my message about it.
All right. Go ahead. Do your thing.
My thoughts overtake me. My mind be racing. My heart is pacing, just waiting for my spirit to break the matrix. Slay like Jason, power of a mason. If it's a new beginning with a ruthless ending, it is finished. It's the age of the winners. You hit a young six, Big Chris, J. Cole, and Kendrick. I finally found it. I'm back to being me. I'm finally grounded. Not about being good or bad. It's all about balance. I'm not trying to be holy. I'm not trying to be the devil. I'm just trying to be me. And my OG said, just be. Be what you want. You cannot define me. I can't be confined. I'm with the school. I got focus. I'm training my mind to rhyme. I'm perfecting my grind. I'm going to get to the top so my boys are baton. I'm raising the bar. Get on my level. I don't listen to authority. I'm a natural born rebel. Like Panther mental. I will never settle. I'm going to create this vessel. This is like made me. Get on my level. I see my potential. I'm embracing the struggle. This passion at its best. Now I'm out the matrix. And I'm not going back. Now, I only accept facts. I hear what you're saying, but you got to prove that. I hear what you're saying, but you got to prove that. You're killing your consciousness. You're trying to keep minds alive. You got to find out your truth. Your God's inside. It starts with the spirit. And it reflects outside. Now, look in the mirror and see through the mirage. But look with your eyes. Look from within. That soul inside. That soul inside. We have a sickness. And knowledge of self is what I prescribe. The gods is rise. We rep the five and walk the seven. We know the truth and create our heaven. 7-11. Letters are spells. Numbers are magic. Numerology. Supreme mathematics. That's one little piece I have right there.
I loved it. Keep going.
Keep going?
Yeah, you got some more time. You got about 3 minutes left.
All right. Somebody got to say it. Somebody got to do it. Tired of the bullshit, so I'm here to her brew it. Today I take a stand. Got knowledge of self, so the power's in my hand. My knowledge is supreme. I know the government's plan. And has no effect on me, because I'm an original man. Child of the sun, sitting here to undo what shouldn't have been done. My legacy continues. I put that on my son. Messiah, the son, Thomas. I was blessed with a little virgin of me. I must be in my alignment. Sun King, you should address me as your highness. God is here. Let's put that slavery behind us. Free your mind. It's a new age. The devil's behind us. and we're going back to Zion, where them devils can't find us. The black woman is God. Protect the black woman and child. On my James Brown, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. My adrenaline's rushing. It's going through my body. On my God tip. Forget the Illuminati. I'm trying to cause a riot. I'm trying to get y'all rallied. When the people asked me to lead the revolution, I shook my head proudly. Show and prove is the new rule. Not about what you say, about what you do. So get off your ass and create the new. We have all the power. After all, we're the original Jew. You're the original Jew. Hebrew. Moabite. Canaanite. Israelite. We got to come together and unite. This is the final fight. Taking it back to the golden age. So roll your L's and light some sage. This is Revelation, the missing page. That's it for right now for me. I'm cool.
I'm with it. You said roll your L's and light some sage. Don't know about, not too many people know about that. So I definitely love the vibe that you brought here on Revive today. Once again, if you can go ahead and shout yourself out where the people can find some more information about you as well.
My Instagram is Fresh, F-R-E-S-H with an A, Fresher, then T-H-A-N-E-N-T, Fresh. With an A, Fresher. So Fresher than ENT. FreshaTanENT. If you're from Philly, I'm having a showcase tonight on 4th and July, 8 to 12. It's going to be popping. And that's really it. I'm around. That's it.
I appreciate you, Fresh, for coming on the Revive platform and definitely just supporting us once again. We are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. We got about 15 minutes left, so spread the word. We are live. Share the message. Share the word that we are live. Make sure you let everyone know that they have a platform right now to come and showcase their talent. We are going to jump into the next caller. I'm going to go to the next caller. Hey, caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? It's a 215 number out of Philadelphia, PA.
Peace. It's Saba.
How are you today, Saba?
I'm well. Fresh got my energy like, let's go. Let's go.
Definitely. So go ahead and tell the people a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Saba. I started off doing poetry open mics. Words with a Twist is my brand. I started in July 2015. My last show was actually this past January. I kind of took a little spiritual break, and coming off of my little break, it's like, wait, your soul mission is deeper than just open mics. So now it's like, okay, it's time to give back to the youth. It's time to take all this energy, uplift the youth, and let them know that the light that they're looking for is within them.
Definitely. So go ahead and drop some knowledge for us today. What do you have for us?
I'm going to just piggyback off of what Fresh said and then go into a song if I can.
Do your thing.
Already written, yes, indeed. Jah love, it exists and we eat. Our souls, they can't take from thee. On the road to Zion, you see. One mission to uplift the youth, them. Jah's babies are here to recruit them. Natural born leader, the truth is what I'm soothing. Oracle in the flesh, so my messages don't lose them. Against Selassie, I thank you for this role. And it's because I am the chosen. That next chapter after Revelation. KYW, Jaja on the station. I star a day there. Rasta girl in placement. Doing her duty. While serving, I truly can't give you much see. Because it's a game of patience. So live in the moment. Because Jaja's the one who's the end of this patience. That was just a piggyback off of Fresh. That is very, very important. This generation now is definitely the generation of the chosen ones. Mm-hmm. We are the generation that, you know, our ancestors were waiting for. And with that being said, he said there's no fear in thy blood. 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 There's no fear in thy blood. There's no fear in thy blood. God on giant, he heard me roar. He sent down the vibes for his girl. Message the wound for her feeling out the score. Now I will put my head high in this world. She reminded me
my words and more gone. And I resurrected on my devil's throne. Now I'm in peace where I can walk. First of few tears that have to fall. When did Jahil left you in trouble? And there's no fear when you give up that role. So many burdens you put on the soul. I look weak, it's how it doesn't fall. So many secrets from my soul. The hard secrets have been told. I know now that I'm worth gold. Royalty, that's what I deserve. Oh, my life, the answer was reserved. I just have to remind Jaya was first. Cause Jimmy said there's no fear in my life. Jimmy said there's no fear in my life. Jimmy said there's no fear in my life. There's no fear in my blood. Gary said there's no fear in my blood. Gary said there's no fear in my blood.
Peace. That's all I have.
Awesome. I hear you. I definitely hear you. How long have you been singing?
I actually, like, I've been singing for a while, but I had, like, a little stage fright. I used to be shy. So going through my spiritual journey is like, baby girl, I gave you this gift. Use it. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm using my gift.
Definitely. You definitely are. So make sure you tell the people where they can find you, your social media handles and things like that.
Okay. As far as social media goes, I don't have social media. I'm very intimate. So my email is WWAT, words with a twist, 712@gmail.com. I take the time out to respond to everybody. You know, I'm not like that. So I take the time to respond to everybody. My website is in the works. It'll be complete hopefully within the next day or two. They're almost finished. So, you know, that will have like all my current events and upcoming events and, you know, what I'm working on and other things like that.
Awesome. Thank you once again for participating in the Revive Poetry Slam. We really do appreciate it. She definitely blew some tunes for us today. I loved her voice. I hope you guys got her email. Reach out to her. She has a very, very beautiful voice. But we are going to jump right back into it. Hey, caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? It's starting with a 267 out of Philadelphia, PA as well.
Hey, my name is Davell Barnes.
Awesome. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
All right, go ahead and tell people a little bit about yourself.
I'm a culture worker. I do film and poetry. I host writing workshops for veterans to talk about their military experience. I also do some workshops with children around cyber awareness and work with other masculine-centered women to combat misogyny within our community.
Awesome. So what do you have for us today here on Revive?
I got two poems, and if we got enough time, maybe kick around real quick.
All right, go ahead and do your thing.
All right. I have sections of poems cut out for white audiences, decibels of truth reserved for loudmouth kin, syllables added and dropped off the root. I have inflections only brought out by those with tough skin and rough upbringing, colorful tongues raging with rapid motion. I come from a culture change all around the world, leaving clues of our common origin. It's deeper than skin and borders and income. It belongs to my parents and theirs and so on. It is not just speech, it is legacy. I hear the clicks that birth the beginning of communication. I hear a meter not rewarded by a rubric of white supremacy. I hear a struggle spread across the continents. I'll hear no critiques about slang or rap music. It is all but a literary scar of slavery. That was one.
Awesome. Go
that one was in a 2017 CCP limited edition journal poetry polls and protests. And then I got another one. It's too often. Too often, we soldiers discover we are breakable for the first time in anesthesia. We wake up, stitched together, with the fibers of our past beliefs. Too often, us soldiers don't realize the Arabic woman in the middle of the road has a soul until we return home and can no longer find our own. Too often, we as soldiers don't notice we have a story until we have read many others, some that move our eyes, maybe even our lips, but never ever touching home. That will always be war zone. Too often, soldiers have unpacking to do, have duffels that last longer than our loved ones, stuffed with regrets, heavy and enduring, carrying sorrow well beyond our service obligation. Too many soldiers possess gifts drilled out of our feet and skulls in the name of discipline, valor, and the science of military psychology. Too often the rhetoric outlined in the uniform code of military justice punishes our humanity and the spirit of freedom. Too often, too many, too much, what it means to be a soldier.
Yeah, that was awesome. What were you going to say?
My bad.
No, I was saying that was awesome. The work that you just did was awesome, but you were about to say something. Go ahead and say it.
I was going to take a run real quick.
Go ahead and do your thing.
Yeah. Real rap queen, it's a fucking trap queen. He like where you can take him, but do he love you where you at, queen? Oh, you his hustle money, but is he sympathetic to your needs? I see you holding him down, but is he helping you reach your dreams? Love infinite and abundant, his expectation repugnant, sense of entitlement so disgusting, end the discussion like, you come from the love of a thousand, made it from nautical miles, and mass incarceration in public housing, and you still here. Wow, fam. Yeah, that's it.
Awesome. Awesome. So go ahead and tell the people a little bit about where they can find you, if you have an email address, social media handles, anything like that.
Well, I just designed my website. I'm pretty proud of it. It is dadaesque.me, dadaesque.me. My Instagram, you can find me on Instagram at dada_s, dada_esque.
Perfect. And can you give us that website back one more time? We're trying to write that down.
www.dadaesque.me. So dadaesque.me.
Awesome. And the work you did was very inspiring. It sounded like you had like a message, a conscious message in the work that you do. What is one of the reasons why you do what you do in the words that you write when you are doing your art?
I think acts of violence or situations that move me to silence were in that exact moment. I'm struggling to find what's going on, challenging me to sit and really process it. And that's what happened as a soldier who did multiple deployments to Afghanistan. I had a lot of emotions. I seen a lot of things that I just didn't know how to deal with. And I wrote too often about the soldiers, you know, about me and about situations that a lot of soldiers experience, and also not talk about in the Black community. When a lot of our Black soldiers come back, we don't really know how to deal with them when they might be experiencing PTSD or different things, you know. And in Vietnam War, when our Black men came back, we called them baby killers. And when they were experiencing signs that they were mentally ill, we didn't know. We cast them away and we labeled them instead of trying to get them help and work with them. And understand that they do have really good gifts that can help our society. A lot of them have, I got IT training in the military. A lot of men learn construction, other skills that if we bring this back into the Black community and we welcome them and we treat them right, it can uplift us all together. So.
Definitely awesome. I love the work you're doing. I'm definitely going to follow you on that social media. I really do appreciate it. Once again, for supporting the Revive platform. But we are going to go to our last participant today on the Revive Poetry Slam. We are going to go to our last participant before we get into our guest today, which is Crystal Barrel. She is going to come on and introduce what she actually does because she has something going on tonight in Chester, PA, which is a poetry slam as well. So before we get into Crystal, we are going to go to our last participant. It's a 215 number coming out of Philadelphia, PA. How are you doing today? Can you hear me out there? Okay, maybe they lost service. We do have one more caller. I do want to get one more person online. Hey, caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? It's starting with a 267 number out of Philadelphia, PA as well. All right, I guess they want to hold on any longer. It's cool. So we are going to jump into our guest today. We do have Crystal on the line. Trueheart is going to introduce Crystal for us today. Trueheart, go ahead and introduce her.
So today on Revive, we have Crystal Burrell, who is 24 years old. She is the creator of the agency and platform called The Missing Plug. She is an entrepreneur, a journalist, and an event coordinator from Chester, PA. Crystal, welcome to the Revive platform.
Hi. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we can. How are you doing today, Crystal?
I'm good. I just want to give you guys a disclaimer. I am at the market. So if you hear anything weird in the background, it's not me.
Okay. And go ahead. So we do have 5 minutes left. So just go ahead and tell the people what you are doing today with The Missing Plug.
Okay, cool. So today from 2 to 4 at 510 Avenue of the States in Chester, PA, we are doing our open audition for our second annual Deeper Than Rap music show. So that show's going to be going down on August 11th. So today we're calling all rappers, all poets, and all singers to come and audition to be a part of our class of 2017. So, yeah, I'm really excited about that. And that's why I'm in the market, getting some refreshments.
Awesome. So, once again, what are you guys actually doing? So it's a second annual. So what is the purpose of the event that you guys are putting on?
So the purpose of the event, one thing that we're very dedicated is to uplifting urban communities through events and, you know, through music and any type of platform to help them share their story. So every year we try to take a few emerging artists from the Chester, PA area, Delaware County, and also Tri-State, and just give them a platform to share their story, especially being young adults, like I said, in urban communities. You know, there's so many different stereotypes and negative things people can say about us. So we just, you know, we use our platform to give people the opposite. Yes, we might rap. Yes, we might do poetry, but we also have some very powerful stories to tell.
Awesome. And just to plug yourself, what is actually The Missing Plug? Can you go ahead and explain that to people as well?
Yeah, so The Missing Plug is an agency. We help people with event coordination, event coverage, basically anything to do with events, we have you. We also do some booking for DJs, photographers, you know, that whole lot. We do have a website, themissingplug.com. We're currently at 64,000 views. So on that website, you can find, you know, events that we're currently working on or hosting. You can find our interviews, some recap videos. It's really a lot. So that website is themissingplug.com again.
Awesome. And what's your social media handle as well so people can go ahead and follow you too?
Everything, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Snapchat is The Missing Plug. So everything's spelled correctly, THEMISSINGPLUG. So if you're ever looking for someone to assist you with planning your event or just, you know, promoting your event, we're definitely the platform to get in contact with.
Awesome. And could you go ahead and just reiterate one more time the address where they can find tonight's event as well as the time for us?
Okay. So, yeah, so the open auditions are today from 2 to 4 p.m. at 510 Avenue of the States in Chester, PA. The actual title of the voting is Abstract Art. So it's an art gallery. We have a lot of stuff going on in downtown Chester. So, yeah, if you're free, come on down today and show us what you got.
Awesome. Thank you, Crystal, once again for coming onto the Revive platform. You're always welcome. I love the work that you're doing out there in Chester. Yes, you're a young entrepreneur making it, and I see you following your dreams, so definitely continue to pursue your dreams. It's amazing to see the work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you guys for having me. Any type of platforms, outlets, radio, podcasts, I just commend everyone for, you know, stepping up and just, you know, being that positive outlet for other people. So thank you guys.
No problem. I hope you have a good one, and I wish you many success on your event tonight as well. I know you're going to kill it.
All right. Thank you guys.
No problem. So that wraps up Revive's first, not last, but first Poetry Slam Live on air. Once again, I want to thank all the participants who participated today in Revive's Poetry Slam. It was an amazing, amazing event. Me and Trueheart was in the studio just gasping for air because of all the knowledge the inspiration that was just dropped for us today. You know, it was just a lot of conscious conversations, a lot of conscious movements that everyone was putting forth, allowing us to get into their space. And I really do appreciate it. I also thank Crystal for coming on as well and just letting us know that there is another platform out there that is trying to do the exact same thing. Just give artists a different way to breathe. You know, in life we have to breathe, and sometimes just expressing yourself is that key to getting that next breath of air. Trust me, I know. But once again, we are live every Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. and every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We are going to announce the winner here on Revive's Poetry Slam on Wednesday, May 10th. So make sure you guys stay tuned. Once again, we are going to announce the winner who's going to get that grand prize, because we definitely put in some work to make sure we had something to give you guys today. So definitely stay tuned. Make sure you listen to the Revive Show May 10th. We did write down everyone's social media, everyone's emails, everyone's website, so we do have a way to contact you and reach you. We also wrote your telephone numbers down as well. So don't be shy. If you see a random number calling you, it's me, your girl, POC. We're just trying to pass that gift on to you as well, because you definitely passed the gift on to us today here on Revive. We do appreciate everyone allowing us to come in their space and just getting a broader idea that it's so much more out here. And if you just give people that lane, that platform to kick down that door, they will do so. They will jump and take their opportunities. So definitely I appreciate everyone once again for just participating. Trueheart, did you have anything to say to the listening audience?
I'm just amazed and in awe of everybody's talents, gifts, and abilities. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait until the second on-air Poetry Slam. I'm hype, but I wish you all much, much success. And this is your girl, Trueheart. If anybody wants to follow me, I have Higher Level Communication, which is a personal development coaching brand. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Higher Level Communication. And on Twitter, it is Higher Level Com. It's daily inspirational posts. We did a 21-day daily affirmation challenge. So it's nothing but positive vibes and good vibes over here with myself, Trueheart, and Higher Level Communication. And I usually do the Truth Series on Sunday, but because the show was so jam-packed with all of the amazing talent, I will be doing the True Series. Actually, it's going to be moved to Wednesday. So be sure to tune in, not only for the big winner of the Poetry Slam, but tune in for the True Series. It's going to be the same topic, the Blame Game, so you guys do not want to miss it. It's Wednesday, May 10th, from 8 to 10 p.m. Myself, Trueheart, and POC will be in the studio, and make sure that everyone tunes in. So tell your friends, tell your mom, tell your grandma, tell, you know, everybody, kids, that they need to be listening to Revive.
Thank you. So I just want to thank everybody once again for just coming on and supporting the platform. We will be back next Wednesday, May 10th. It's your girl, POC. I really do appreciate it. Make sure you guys go follow us. Once again, go follow us at Revive_POC on both Twitter and Facebook. Also, if you do want to listen to any pre-recorded episodes of Revive, you can check that out at cbelifestyle.com. Once again, shout out to CBE College Bound Entertainment for giving us that platform to do so. So once again, that is cbelifestyle.com. Also, Harmony the Goddess also has blogs on there on that website as well. So go check out her blogs. Once again, that is Harmony the Goddess. She's not here with us today, but I know she's holding it down for us always. So just go do so. I really do appreciate it. Once again, you know what time it is. We'll be back next Wednesday. Love you all.